I'm like a child looking off on the horizon. I'm like an ambulance that's turning on the sirens. Oh, I'm still alive. I'm like a soldier coming home for the first time. I dodged a bullet and I walked across a landmine. Oh, I'm still alive.
Hi, 大家好，五四青年节快乐，我是 Jenny。
This is Connor.
Connor, 我们今天因为是 Youth Day in China,、oh, yes. 所以呢，我们今天跟大家选的这个话题 ,We're talking about how young people,、mm-hmm. how millennials,、mm-hmm. or American millennials talk.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so millennials, that's around the change of the millennium.
对，就是美国说的这种80后、90后、00后、mm-hmm. 反正这个 millennial 在英语里面吧是个年龄跨度特别大的一个族群啊、mm-hmm. 那今天的节目呢会教大家一些就是我觉得现在是比较 up to date and it's also almost like a language only millennials understand and use、
mm-hmm.
对、
yeah.
所以如果你想更新自己 update 自己的英语口语呢一定要听我们的节目、大家可以到我们的微信公众号搜索开言英语开放的开语言的言然后输入青年节或者年轻就可以看到我们今天的推送 OK so Connor 前面我们说到了这个千禧一族的 millennials、
mm-hmm.Yeah, millennials. So that's about from the 1980
past 2000. 20 year
a lot of people,
span,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And you also have things like Gen X, Gen Y.
Gen X and Gen Y, yeah. So they don't have another name, so they just used a letter, Generation X, Generation Y.
反正就是在英语里面或者美国人吧他们要抱怨 complain 现在年轻人80后90后他们基本上就 lump them together oh、mm-hmm. god millennials
yeah,
是吧
yeah it's difficult to put them into categories sometimes but the millennials are very、they have some characteristics like they're the biggest generation yet、they love diversity、
mm.
or diversity
嗯，然后呢，他们讲话的时候也有自己新的 millennial 属于自己的年轻的语言啊。我们今天分享十个，美国这个年轻族群很爱用的英语说法。第一个这个词，我觉得特别好玩，因为它是把一个 adult 后面加 ing、mm-hmm. 是吧？
嗯哼 ，Yeah. So number one, adulting.
Adulting.
Okay.
Millennials.Love using this word.、
Mm-hmm, yeah, so、I remember when I was young, I wanted to grow up. I wanted to be mature.
You、so, want to be an adult.、
Mm-hmm, yeah, so you can use this like, oh, he's adulting. He's trying to be an adult.
就是、因为 adult 就是成人对吧 You're、mm-hmm. over 18 years old,、mm-hmm, you're、yeah. an adult.、
Mm-hmm.
那么 adulting 这个动词呢就是很多年轻人说 我很努力我在长大成人、
mm-hmm,
然后、
yeah.
我现在要 I'm trying to take、more responsibilities,、
mm-hmm,
be、
yeah.
more responsible,、yeah. and they'll sometimes say I'm adulting or it's all part of adulting.
Yeah,
是吧
yeah, part、mm-hmm. of、becoming an adult.、Yeah.
对 becoming、mm-hmm. an adult.、
Mm-hmm.
好我们今天看的第二个呢 we actually talked about it in an earlier show,就是说一句 kind of fake apology
yeah,
but you
yeah.
see this on American social media all the time this meme
yeah so sorry not sorry it,、that's just a shortened version the long version is I'm sorry but I'm not sorry
so this attitude basically、yeah. isI live my life the way I want it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. So you can live how you want. I'll live what I want, the way I want to live. But I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize.
对，因为好像，it's a universal thing, right? The older generations are just, sometimes you'll pick on the younger generations and say, oh, what's wrong with these millennials? 或者在中国我们就70后会吐槽80后80后会吐槽90后嘛但是这个族群的年轻人他们就会说、oh, sorry, but not sorry. 因为这就是属于我们这个年代的生活方式 对吗
so, In that way, it's kind of a joke. You're using the two words, but you're not, you're saying you're not sorry.
对 yeah, 是的、yeah. 是的所以它这个最主要的还是我的这个生活方式、我的人生态度我不需要 feel sorry, 抱歉啊。OK, 我们接下来要看的一个美国年轻人爱说爱用的一个词呢 This is, An acronym.
Mm-hmm, yeah, acronym. So, words, when you take the first letter and use those as a word.
So, 首字母放在一起. And this acronym is?
This one is J-O-M-O.
JOMO.
JOMO, yeah.
You guys might have heard of FOMO, F-O-M-O, mm-hmm. but that's like so last year.
mm-hmm, yeah, fear of missing out. So missing out is when something I want to do, but I couldn't do it.
对, missing out, FOMO 就是什么东西都要赶潮流, mm-hmm. right? You want to like...getting on the latest trend, mm-hmm, jump on the yeah. bandwagon, mm-hmm, 就是追很多网红的东西、mm-hmm. 就生怕自己过时那个叫 FOMO、mm-hmm. 但现在呢美国的年轻人就说我们不要跟风我们要、追求要创造出自己的态度所以他们就说我们要 JOMO、mm-hmm. So this J stands for
Yeah, this is joy, not fear So it's the oppositeSo something that I didn't get to do, some opportunity that I missed out, is actually a good thing.
对,就是、the joy of missing out.、Mm-hmm. 好像有个 silver lining, 是吧 ?Miss out 也没关系。
Yeah, yeah. yeah, so even if you missed some opportunity, there is joy. You can be happy. Don't worry about it.
对,这好像英语也说什么 a blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise, yeah. Silver lining,、blessing in disguise. It seems that it's a negative thing.But actually, it can lead to、a really positive thing.
对对对，所以有的时候错失机会或者放弃一样东西，也后面会给你带来喜悦，是吧 ？JOMO. 好，那我们接下来、this next one. I did a show on this about 2 years ago. Geez, has it been this long? 就是说到美国90后说话哦，特别会说。Oh God, I can't even.
Yeah, yeah. So you're so annoyed. You're so annoyed. You're about to say something, but you're so annoyed that you don't even finish the sentence. I can't even. Then that's
it. Full stop.
Yeah, full stop. Yeah, you just stop. And that expresses, that shows how annoyed you are, how irritated you are.
我觉得很多美国的年轻人被就是成年人吐槽的就是他们这种 attitude 就是说、mm-hmm.
yeah.
They're so lazy to even finish a sentence、mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't even 我连一句话都说不出来但他们这句话都是只说半句、
mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of like you have a bad attitude or you don't want to do something or you have no words to describehow annoyed you are or how shocked you are. Oh, I can't even.
就无语了、是吧就是中文里面我们可以翻译成 I'm speechless, like I'm stunned,、mm-hmm. 无语了。或者有的时候就是那种你很懒什么事都不想干你可以、mm-hmm. Oh, I can't even. OK, 好那下面的一个 it's somewhat related, 就是好像在 complain,、mm-hmm. Oh, life is so hard. This、
yeah.
whole adulting thing is so hard.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this next one is?
The struggle is real.
人生的挣扎是 real, 是真实的。So a struggle means...、
Mm-hmm. So in this case, the struggle is like a fight. It's like a difficult fight and trying to get a victory, trying to succeed.、
就是这句呢美国很多 millennials, 年轻人他刚入职场 when they first start working, 然后你有很多不习惯嘛、mm-hmm. 对不对 It's so different from school life and they、mm-hmm. might complain...Oh man, the struggle is real.、
Mm-hmm.
就是在职场真的好累啊。Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because the feeling in this phrase, the struggle is real, it sounds very like a big, huge scale struggle, but it's kind of like making fun of it. It's like, oh, it's really tough. The struggle is real.、
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, it's kind of funny.
所以有的时候呢，你听两个美国年轻人说话 ，A 就问 B, "Hey, how is it going? How is life?" 然后 B 就说 "Oh man."The struggle is real.
Right.
I can't even.
Yeah,
我生活太累了，我都跟你不知从何说起，是吧？
So there is this sense, this feeling of that you're making fun of your struggles.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. 好，那我们，这个struggle 这么辛苦，我们不要看。接下来我们看一个something that's really sweet. And that is?
Bae.
Bae. Mm-hmm. B-A-E.
Yeah.
Bae, 我还记得，也是之前做节目说到，It's a relatively new word.
It's pretty new, yeah. I didn't say this when I was a teenager.
是是是，因为我们前两年做到一个什么年度热词新词，就是说现在美国人他互相之间已经不叫亲爱的，不叫 honey or、mm-hmm. 什么 babe， 他们就用 bae.
Yeah, just bae. Yeah, no b, just b a e.
Bae.
And、it's in all kinds of music videos. You can see it.、Celebrities talk about bae, my bae.
对，我看像那个 Gigi 啊和 Zayn Malik， 我觉得他们是好可爱的一对 couple。然后他们在 Instagram 就经常是什么。Mm-hmm. my babe 就是我的亲爱的、mm-hmm. 我的另一半、
yeah.
然后这个是女生可以叫男生男生也可以叫女生都可以的啊。好那反正年轻人说话越来越短嘛接下来我们要讲的这个呢 It's only one letter
Yeah
And that、yeah. letter is
Just V Yeah
V as in very
Yeah and it means very It's It probably coming from the, you know, social media, texting, these things that we often make the words shorter or just write the first letter.
对就是我觉得 Connor 说的也很对就是英语的这些改变包括现在美国年轻人说话方式的改变很多时候和 technology 和科技是有关的因为可能你这个发信息的时候就是要简洁嘛所以长的词就把它缩得非常短 So you might see a millennial texting、
mm-hmm, Like I'm V
excited,
excited、yeah.
就是说我非常的兴奋、yeah. I'm very excited、mm-hmm. But they'll just type V
yeah.
excited yeah. 那接下来的一个也是的 It's a shortened version This next word、
mm-hmm. Yeah, perf
Perf
Yeah, this one I have said this one even when I was a teenager
Oh.
Yeah, just a shortened version of perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
那你可以怎么用啊? How would you use this?
Yeah, well, basically, when you're making a plan with a friend and you agree, you really agree. Like your friend says, do you want to go to a movie on Saturday? I say, oh, yeah, perf.
Perf,、mm. 就是 perfect,
yeah,
是吧?
Yeah, perf. It's great, yeah.
这个我喜欢比 perfect 好念多了、mm-hmm. 是吧 perf、
mm-hmm. yeah.
好那今天我们最后要看的两个呢这个也是一个 acronym 前面我们说的是 JOMO 这个是 TBH、
mm-hmm, Yeah So this one often when you're texting We use this one a lot TBH is to be honest
哦，就你说也是发信息的时候用的很多的、mm-hmm. TBH to be honest
Yeah yeah It's when you say something that you're kind of hesitating you To say it might be a negative thing Or maybe you want to say something honest、
mm.
And it might not the other person might not like it
对就老实说你可以 TBH 就让我想到 I am in my humble opinion right 都是 type、I am HO
yeah,
IMO in、
yeah.
my opinion、mm-hmm, 对
yeah,
yeah. 好那我们今天 number 10前面好像 complain 了很多 millennials 说美国年轻人很懒啊什么的但是、其实年轻人 the struggle is real 就是美国年轻人很多这个、
yeah.
他有很多 student loans 对吧、
mm-hmm.
助学贷款特别多的问题、
mm-hmm.
就看到最近美国媒体很多都在报道说 give millennials a break they're trying really hard a lot of them are doing a lot of side hustling
yeah yeah so not everybody can have a full-time job right away they need some other work some other something on the side
对、oh, evenWhen they do have a 9-to-5, a full-time job,、
mm-hmm.
they need to make more money、
right.
to pay off the loans, the debts.
Yeah, exactly.
So they need to side hustle.
Yeah, so hustle is to do some work and on the side, so we say side hustling.
对 ,hustle 其实之前我们节目也说过嘛就是你一直很忙的 like trying to、get a gig or
yeah, yeah.
对做很多零零散散的东西
yeah,
对吧、
yeah.
然后 side hustling 就是、mm-hmm. 哎呀我在做很多很多各种各样的事情、
mm-hmm.
对、
yeah. Somebody might maybe doing a being a barista doing some side hustling or do some comedy work or some acting on the side
嗯、mm-hmm. 是反正现在这个社会我觉得这个百花齐放也是好嘛给我们人生很多的选择啊 OK so we talked about top 10 things that millennials American millennials say 不知道大家有没有听过我们今天分享的这十个词然后中国的年轻人有什么样的语言特色呢大家都可以在留言里面分享因为 Connor 前面问我说 Chinese millennials what do you guys say、啊、大家可以在留言里面告诉我们啊。好那我们今天的开言、除了节目我们的会员课程说的也是青年节哦。前两天读到一篇、文章他还说现在中国年轻人的一个特点啊、就是自我提升的意愿非常的强烈所以我看到我们开言的用户越来越多我觉得也是反映了这样一种因为现在获取知识的渠道也越来越多而且现在我们对于学习有这种快乐学习终身学习的概念啊那也希望我们开言英语的课程呢能给你很好的这样一种学习英语的选择大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先免费尝试之后如果你觉得这是一个很有效 效的、有兴趣的来提升英语的方法呢，也可以在微信公众号一键升级学习一年每天新课，和我们所有已经发布将近1000节的课程，全年只要629。 Thanks for listening. Happy May 4th day, and we wish you forever young. Bye guys.
Bye bye.